The new regime was installed without causing damages or casualties. The country was overflowing with happiness. The Republic sought to give shape to the aspirations that arose from the working class and to satisfy the most urgent needs of the people. Spanish society presented the most violent contrasts. In some urban areas with high living standards, lived those who were adapted to all the modern aspects of contemporary civilization, while only a few kilometers away were villages that appeared to be trapped in the 19th century. Miserable mountain shelters were in sight from the palaces of Madrid. The provinces in the northeast, where the land was brought to pieces, were unable to maintain the farmer. In southern and western provinces, the owner of 1,400 hectares holds in one hand the whole territory of a village. The Republic, as was its duty, stressed state action, an irreplaceable action regarding the rural working class. Unemployment that affected all Spanish industries was huge, chronic, and exploited the land. Those who know anything about the Spanish economy know that the lucrative exploit of large rural properties was based on minimum wage and periodic unemployment for 4 to 5 months a year, in which the rural laborer could not work nor eat. With or without socialists, no regime that addresses its duty of ensuring its citizens fairly humane living conditions could leave things in such a state in which the Republic had found it.